The Welcome Back to Leeds podcast, brought to you by Leeds Bid.
Welcome to episode 4 of the Welcome Back to Leeds podcast. My name's Larry Budd, and I'm following the reopening of our city after 3 months of lockdown. It's in conjunction with Welcome Back to Leeds, which has all the information you need to come back safely to the city centre. It's all online at welcometoleeds.co.uk, and it tells you which shops are open, where you can park, and where you can eat and drink, that sort of thing. One of my personal favourites in terms of finding something to eat is the Humpit, the Hummus and Pita Bar, and that is, at the moment, just a few metres to my left, because, yes, I'm in the Corn Exchange, one of the most iconic buildings of Leeds, a Grade 1 listed building designed by Cuthbert Broderick, no less. It opened its doors in 1864. Of course, not much corn is exchanged these days. I suppose unless you count 42nd East Bakehouse, they probably use corn flour in there. Anyway, the Corn Exchange describes itself as a beacon of creativity shining against the mainstream. And this is certainly the place to come if you want a lot of independence in one place, more than 30 of them. As I look around, you've got Precious Proms and Pearls, Northern Acoustics Guitar Shop, you've got Released Records, you've got the Plant Point upstairs, and all of these in this glorious, large, circular building with one of the most remarkable ceilings you will find anywhere in the city, a great big wide-open expanse with beautiful daylight coming in through an oval opening in the ceiling itself. It really is a lovely place to be, the Corn Exchange, with its wooden floors and colourful arched doorways. All of the doorways here painted different colours now, which really lifts the place. It is a stunning place to be and to shop as well. As I look around now, of course, things are a bit different. I look around the floor, there are arrows and there are floor signs asking people to keep their distance. And there's a one-way system which takes you upstairs to the balcony level and right around as you follow the one-way system to get in and out of the Corn Exchange. So things obviously a little bit different at the moment, and it's a bit quieter than you would normally find. I'm recording this on Wednesday, the 15th of July, which is 2 weeks after the Corn Exchange reopened, a little later than many other shopping areas. We'll find out why that was with centre manager Adam Warner in a bit. But right now, let's have a chat with some of the shop owners here. OK, so I've come into Mr. Men's barber shop and I'm going to speak to Callum. Hello, Callum.
Hi, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you? Can I sit down in this lovely...
You can, yeah.
Chair? It's one of those with the sinks at the back so I could lean back and have a good hair wash, but we won't do that during the interview. It might be a bit distracting, although I can see you looking at me, wondering if this lockdown hair is...
That looks all right, that.
It's all right, isn't it? I think I've got away with it. Perfect. OK, so how's it going? You got to reopen on... July the 4th.
So far, it's going all right. First day opening went great. Obviously, it was fully booked for everyone, which we'd kind of presumed it would be.
How many metric tons of hair did you chop off people's head on that day?
It's been a weird one, to be fair. It's either been really long haircuts or, like, buzz cuts, yeah. And it's just correcting those. So it's been a weird one, to be fair.
So you were stacked on that first day, and how's it been then, since then, for the last couple of weeks?
You know, it is picking up slowly but surely. It's just a case of just getting the name out and to get more people in. But, you know, once we were reopening, we knew people would want the haircutting. There's so many people. I've had numerous messages throughout lockdown asking me to do it and go to the house and stuff.
Yeah, who knew that 2020 would be the year that illegal barbering became a thing?
I know. Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it? There's probably a lot of people out there that did it, but for us and stuff, it just wasn't worth the risk.
And as I look around your shop here, so you've got these lovely wood panelled walls and sort of an industrial looking, you know, big sort of aircon conduits going through the top of the shop and the lovely tiled walling, very Leeds thing to have that sort of walling, isn't it? So how long have you been here then? Have you pretty much just moved in?
Yeah, we were set to open this shop on the April the 4th or something like that.
So you were due to open during lockdown?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so we had it set. And the date was set and we posted it. Then obviously the lockdown happened, so we couldn't get it done.
God, what a moment, though. Not to make you dwell on what must have been an awful moment, but to open a business this and then to have something just extraordinary happen.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy. That's why my phone was going crazy, because I had loads of messages saying how sorry they were to hear it and stuff like that, but is what it is, isn't it? And at least we're open now, so.
Well, it's a very pragmatic approach and a positive one. Yeah. So looking ahead to the future then, what do you hope now that we're sort of coming out of lockdown?
With the shop, we've got 7 stations, so ideally with the restrictions and stuff, if they start to ease off, we'll hopefully get more staff in. So we can work up to 7 people in here, which hopefully will attract a lot more people. And then for the long run, for the business, it'd probably just keep the 3 going that we've got, and then, who knows, open up another one.
Yeah, because you hear your Harrogate and Guiseley, as well. Yeah.
So hopefully after that, maybe get a 4th one on the go.
Yeah,
so.
Fantastic. Well, great to hear you being positive about everything, and thanks for having a chat.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. Cheers.
Cheers, Callum. OK, we've been in the men's hairdressers. Let's go to the ladies. So this is That Salon Place. Lucy is with me. And how long have you been here in the Corn Exchange?
So we opened on the Saturday, the 4th of July. We got the keys a week before lockdown.
Right, so that's insane. I was just speaking to Mr. Men's, and they came in during sort of lockdown. So you're sort of brand new to the Corn Exchange
brand new,
as well.
Yeah. Yeah, a week and a half. So, Saturday, 4th of July.
What an interesting time to start a business.
Yeah, really interesting.
So how's it been going then for the first couple of weeks?
Do you know what? It's actually been just really nice, you know. Like, usually salons are absolutely jam-packed and we usually double book to clients, whereas we've been sticking to 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon. So it's just been a really chill, like, lovely experience to come back to work. I mean, obviously it's not going to last forever. Yeah, it's just really nice. It's such a gorgeous building, isn't it?
So absolutely, yes. Yeah. And it must be a relief to sort of get back to work and get
exactly,
it going again.
Yeah. And because we've been able to ease ourselves in, really, and yeah, we've really enjoyed it. We love it. It feels like home now. Just coming in every day, it feels really nice. Yeah.
That's nice. And I was watching the two of you operating. There's you and your colleague over there. What's that lady?
Leah.
That's Leah. Leah, Lucy and Leah. You've got the alliteration down. And you're working in the full sort of face visors.
Yeah.
Yeah, rather than just a mask. And this is something sort of particular about hairdressing, as I understand it.
Yeah, I think that was the guidelines that were given to us, that we had to wear a visor. So we've just stuck to the guidelines, and our clients are wearing masks as well throughout their appointment.
A lot of people I've spoken to sort of said, even if they were nervous at first about having to wear some sort of PPE to do their jobs, they've just got used to it very quickly. Has that been the case with you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously it's really strange. We've never had to do this. None of us have had to do this. You know, trying to cut hair around ears has been interesting, and colour hair a bit, you know, around
because of the
ears.
Because of the string from the mask.
Yeah, the string, yeah. So that's been really interesting. To be honest, I've got so used to wearing my mask now, my visor, should I say, that I go home at night time and I'll go to touch my face and I'll be like, oh.
At least you're remembering to take the visor off before you try and eat some spaghetti bolognese something. That would be worse.
Yeah, I wish I had time to eat spaghetti bolognese for lunch. That'd be nice.
And you've already mentioned about being here in the Corn Exchange. I mean, it is an extraordinarily beautiful building. Do you get clients coming in and they sort of talk about the building? Is it almost a talking point for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely, almost definitely. My clients just, you know, like, blown away. Some of my clients have never been to the Corn Exchange before. Some of my clients travel from all over England, so they've actually never been in the Corn Exchange before. And they just, they just wowed. I mean, it's a stunning building to be in, isn't it? I'm from Leeds, so I've always walked into the Corn Exchange from being really young. And I remember just thinking, imagine if you could have a business, you know, here. Yeah, it felt really, like, fangirly when I got to, like, you know, actually officially open.
An official Corn Exchange fangirl.
I know, I am an official,
Yeah, get the T-shirt printed. You're living the dream. Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for chatting.
And
best of luck for the future here in the Corn Exchange. And
thanks a lot.
I'll let you crack on, because I don't know what goes on with ladies' hair, but, if you leave it for too long, all sorts of hell could let loose. Wacky things could happen. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Lucy. Great to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
OK, well, that was nice to meet Lucy at That Salon Place. Let's wander over just a few... Nothing's more than a few yards away, is it? Let's face it, in the Corn Exchange, and go to somewhere that I know's been here for a bit longer. That's Fabric. So I've come into Fabric, and Kate Pearson is here. Hello, Kate.
Hi, how are
you? I'm well, thank you. I'll just take a seat here and get myself comfy, as that little one in your lap What is this?
This is a chihuahua called Mr. Blue.
Very cute and very sleepy.
You can hear him snoring over there. Yeah, you can see he's working hard here.
Tell me a bit about fabric then, because I'm looking around at all these beautiful, colourful hats that you've got and bits of jewellery and handbags and purses and that sort of thing. How long have you been here?
So I've been in the Coin Exchange just over a year. So it'd been a year, sorry, just before the lockdown.
We were celebrating
a year.
Yes.
And then we got shut down.
What a way to celebrate, yes.
Yeah, what a way to celebrate. But it's good, it was a good chance to, on the upside, to build a website, because I was here 7 days a week before, so I wasn't really getting a chance to do much of that. Yeah. Coin Exchange were very good. They froze our rent, which not all landlords did. Obviously, we've got help from the government as well. It's still a worrying time, though. We've still been very cautious and considering. We've had quite a bit of traffic and made a few sales and things, you know, since we've reopened.
Looking ahead to the future, then, for your business here in the Corn Exchange, and for the Corn Exchange as a whole, and perhaps even for wider Leeds City Centre, are you feeling quite positive about the future as we gradually climb out of lockdown, as we try to find our way back to whatever normal is these days?
I think, you know, at the moment, like, we don't know, things could get shut down again. If we get shut down again, I wouldn't be surprised. But I mean, it won't be as much of a panic. Like, doing a short shutdown might become a common thing of the future, you know, who knows, until we get sort of these vaccinations. Yeah.
And if you've got your website sorted out, you'll be well placed. Well, it's been really interesting to talk to you, and thanks for taking the time, and best of luck with the future of Fabric. We wish you all the best. And what was the 2 hours name?
Mr.
again?
Blue, he's our CEO. Got his own bubble on Instagram.
Have you got anything to say, Mr. Blue?
Sound of someone working very, very hard.
That's a terrific snort. Thank you, Mr. Blue. Great to talk to you. There we are. Nice to meet Kate from Fabric here in the Corn Exchange in the middle of Leeds. And Mr. Blue, of course. I mean, that's worth a visit here alone, isn't it, to meet the chihuahua? That's snoring, honestly. I'd get kicked out of bed for that. Now then, before we go, let's hear from the man who runs this place. His name is Adam Warner.
It feels great to be here. I mean, we're an iconic building in Leeds, and it was important for us to open as soon as we could, as safely as we could. Everybody's over the moon that we're back. You know, I think everybody's positive about the future. We're a collective, we're a family, and, you know, we're all in this together. You know, for Leeds Corn Exchange to succeed, all my independents have got to work hard and have got to want it. And there is a real energy around that. Because a happy Corn Exchange means that Leeds is happy, and I think that's important to know.
What does Leeds have to do to recreate that positivity? Because every town, every city in the country, almost the world, is facing similar problems, and almost the positive outlook is going to be the thing that sets towns and cities apart. So what does Leeds need to do in order to create that positive environment?
I think what's really good about Leeds is that we've all come together as a collective, especially in the retail environment. So all the shopping centres, we talk constantly, we work on plans together constantly. And I think that's been a real, real, real positive about the situation, that there is a sense of community coming out of, you know, a terrible situation. I think also it has to be noted that Leeds City Council and Leeds BID and all the other sectors, the hospitality sector, you know, there is an energy to want to do this together and work to a positive future, because if we don't, we won't do it. But Leeds is really good at being together, and I think that's the strength of our city. Obviously, it's going to be a challenge. It's a challenge for everybody. But it's important for us to be the best that we can be, my independents to be the best that they can be, and the city to be the best that it can be. It will thrive again. That is a definite.
So a happy Corn Exchange means Leeds is happy. The thoughts of Adam Warner, centre manager here. So I think, listen, for me, a humpit is in order. I can't come in here and not have one, can I? That would be criminal. And perhaps a nice sweet treat as well from the 42nd East Bakehouse, because it's a day that ends in a Y. So thanks for listening. Please share the podcast on your own social media channels. All the information you need to get safely back into Leeds City Centre is on the Welcome Back to Leeds portal. That's at welcometoleeds.co.uk. You can also find Welcome to Leeds on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. And if you're returning to the city, you can post using the hashtag #BackToLeeds.
Welcome Back to Leeds, a brief guide to help you safely visit Leeds City Centre. Welcometoleeds.co.uk.